More than 56% of Coloradans have a certificate or college degree, making us one of the most educated states. But it's far short of what is needed for Colorado's changing workforce. One issue is the graduation rate for students of color compared to their white counterparts. Angie Pacioni is the executive director of the Department of Higher Education.
So Hispanic student population, and not just student, but adult population, is about at about 29%. African-American is about close to 40%, and Native American is about 29%.
Our series, Hire Me, Educating Colorado's Changing Workforce, continues. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel looks at a partnership that's preparing teenagers to work in technology fields.
Job interviews can be intimidating, especially when you're a teenager. But Adriana Guzman is prepared for the first question.
Go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a junior at Skyline High School.
The 17-year-old is trying to land a client management intern job. She's being interviewed by an IBM employee.
I am also enrolled to Front Range Community College, where I have 30 college credits.
The IBM employee is real, but this is a mock interview taking place at the Innovation Center in Longmont.
So I'm halfway done with my associate's degree.
Guzman is part of Pathways in Technology Early College High School, or PTECH, at Skyline High School. Called Falcon Tech, the program is a partnership between St. Vrain Valley School District, Front Range Community College, and IBM. Students will finish high school and earn an associate degree in computer information systems at the same time.
What we need to do is integrate the community college experience with the high school experience, so you're getting both at the same time.
Brandon Schaefer heads up PTECH for St. Vrain Valley. Falcon Tech currently has 3 grades, and the first cohort is in their junior year.
We recruited 50 students our first year and started them in their first college class, their second semester of freshman year in high school.
Former Governor John Hickenlooper signed the PTECH bill in 2015. It allows students, starting in the 9th grade, to qualify for in-state college tuition. St. Vrain Valley not only pays for their college classes while in high school, but up to 2 years after graduation.
I think this is the direction that education is ultimately going to go.
Front Range Community College provides the coursework for the students. Marty Goldberg oversees that part of PTECH.
This is an opportunity for those underserved populations, underrepresented populations in our colleges and universities to get a leg up on life, set them on a different path towards something that's meaningful, fulfilling, and has a secure future.
We have a very high Hispanic community, first generation.
That's Louise March. She's the counselor for Falcon Tech.
A lot of them are not just the first to be in college, maybe the first to graduate high school.
Hispanics are the largest and fastest growing ethnic group in the state, but less than 30% finished a higher ed program last year. It's over 60% for white students. In fact, the attainment gap between the two groups is the second highest in the nation. March counsels all the students, including Adriana Guzman. She'll be the first in her family to get a college degree.
Sometimes it's difficult to succeed when the rest of the family isn't. So they're very brave and they're breaking barriers.
PTECH was first launched at a high school in Brooklyn about 8 years ago. Since then, it's been implemented across the country.
So there's a large technology gap.
Eric Berngen is the IBM program manager for PTECH and the Falcon Tech program. He says IBM can't fill the positions they currently have open.
So in order to really create a talent pipeline, we had to go down to the high school and community college and start, you know, partnerships there and working towards building our own talent.
After finishing PTECH, Skyline students could be hired on at IBM or other tech companies in jobs like web development or programming. After her mock interview, Adriana Guzman is debriefing with Mariah Cantrell.
She said I also did really good, that I was really confident.
Each student is partnered with an IBM employee who also serves as a mentor. Cantrell has been Guzman's mentor since her freshman year.
Participating in and the chance to help these kids to excel is what drove me to do it.
The whole group meets for regular events like this mock interview session.
We can give them that insight of what it's really like in a professional workplace.
But PTECH students don't have to go directly into the workforce. Some will choose to go to a 4-year college like Guzman.
And they will be able to transfer my credits so I become a junior in college right away and I'll be able to get my business degree.
PTECH is gaining in popularity. Since Falcon Tech was approved in 2015, 6 more programs have opened at high schools around the state. They partner with different community colleges and businesses. Tomorrow, as our series continues, we'll look at what Colorado State University is doing to help some of its most vulnerable students graduate. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC, Longmont.
Our series, Hire Me, Educating Colorado's Changing Workforce, was produced with support from the Education Writers Association Reporting Fellowship Program.